Christ in the midst.
He is my shepherd.
We have now come to the gate of paradise. We have now come to the gates in which we are able to begin this journey back to Eden. Lent is a time filled with services. Lent is a time filled with fasting. Lent is a time that is filled with much reflection. And Lent is this foretaste of paradise. We should not see Lent necessarily exclusively as just a time of penance, because it is a time of penance. We should not see it as just a time of denying ourselves, because it is a time of denying ourselves, but we should rather allow this time to become paradise for us, and thus allow our penance and our denying of ourselves for the rest of the year to be paradise. Again, we have everything backwards. Penance, confession, worshiping of God, fasting, these are all the fruits of paradise. Paradise is the place in which we were first created, the place in which we were no longer divided, where our bodies weren't doing one thing and our spirit was wanting to do another. Paradise is where we are together, not just together as individuals, but together as people. And so I pray this Lent is a time in which we can begin to now see the rest of our lives. We can live Lent. We can see that our penance, our repentance, our prayer, our service is paradise. We see that the tree of life, we embrace it, we kiss it, we venerate it, the cross. The cross is the tree of life. The cross is what was always hidden in the midst of the garden. The cross is what was not able to be seen by Adam and by Eve. And so now we come to this place where hopefully with God's help we can see it. And so I would say to you, my sons and my daughters, my brothers and my sisters, the key to opening paradise is forgiveness. It's forgiveness. Because once we enter into forgiveness, once we begin to see forgiveness for what it is, we are entering into paradise. We're able to now be with one another. We're able to be with ourselves. You know, there is something that is kind of common that's come out of a lot of mental health circles. And I'm not want to necessarily quote these things, but there's, you know, even a broken clock is right twice in a day. And there's this idea which has come up in recent times in therapeutic circles about people forgiving themselves. And that's true. That's true. That's a true statement. We do need to learn to forgive ourselves, because when we sin and when we transgress and when we ask God for forgiveness, He grants it to us. But the reason why we hold on to it, number one, the demons. Because the demons, it's the one thing they don't want us to hold on to. The demons are always the ones who are keeping us from paradise. But the second thing is our pride and our flesh. Because the reason why we don't feel the joy and the fruit of forgiveness is because we think that we need to earn it. You can't earn God's forgiveness. You have to accept it. And in that accepting it, you learn a valuable lesson. You learn how to give it freely to others. And that's why the two can never be separated. You can't receive God's forgiveness if you haven't forgiven others. You can't enter into paradise to be with God if you don't want to be in paradise with others. There is no hermit in paradise. There is no lone ranger in paradise. If your heart and your conscience is troubled, by your sins, and you say to yourself, I've asked God to forgive me, I've gone to confession, I guarantee you, it's because you're having a problem with unforgiveness of others. That is the answer. And you cannot get into paradise, you cannot get into heaven, and you cannot be with God unless you, number one, accept His forgiveness and then forgive others. So our fasting, in our penance, in our prayers, in our services, these are all the fruits of paradise. But that fruit is there not just to taste good, but to nourish us, to give us the strength to forgive, to give us the strength to accept forgiveness. That nourishment is the way that we exist and stay in paradise. Because you can enter into paradise, but if you're not being nourished, you very quickly can get put back out. So may God help us, and may God grant us the grace to enter back into paradise. May we accept His forgiveness and joyfully give forgiveness to others. The prayers of St. Mary, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy.